Chapter 3. After this, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and exalted him by putting his throne above all the other princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were in the king's gate would bow low and prostrate themselves to Haman, for this is what the king had commanded respecting him. But Mordecai refused to bow low or prostrate himself. So the king's servants who were in the king's gate said to Mordecai,
"Why are you ignoring the king's commandment?"
Day after day they would ask him, but he would not listen to them. Then they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's conduct would be tolerated, for he had told them that he was a Jew. Now when Haman saw that Mordecai refused to bow low and prostrate himself to him, Haman became filled with rage. But he despised the thought of doing away with Mordecai alone, for they had told him about Mordecai's people. So Haman began seeking to annihilate all the Jews who were in the entire realm of Ahasuerus, all of Mordecai's people. In the first month, that is, the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is, the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month. And it fell on the 12th month, that is, Adar. Haman then said to King Ahasuerus,
"There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your realm, whose laws are different from those of all other peoples, and they do not obey the king's laws, and it is not in the king's interest to let them be. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed. I will pay 10,000 silver talents to the officials to put into the royal treasury."
At that, the king removed his signet ring from his own hand and gave it to Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, who was the enemy of the Jews. The king said to Haman,
"The silver and the people are given to you, to do with them as you see fit."
The king's secretaries were then called on the 13th day of the first month. They put in writing all of Haman's orders to the king's satraps, the governors who were over the provinces, and the princes of the different peoples, to each province in its own script, and to each people in its own language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed with the king's signet ring. The letters were sent by means of couriers to all the king's provinces, giving the order to annihilate, to kill, and to destroy all the Jews, young and old alike, children and women, on a single day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar, and to seize their possessions. A copy of the document was to be issued as a law in every province and proclaimed to all the peoples, so that they would be prepared for that day. The couriers went out quickly by order of the king. The law was issued in Shushan the citadel. The king and Haman then sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was in confusion.